precious Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we are grateful that we have this grace once again to be in your divine presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your divine protection upon us since we left here on Sunday. Thank you for your grace that has brought us safely once again, Master, for those of us that are here. Lord, peradventure some of your children on their way coming, may you make a way for them, Lord Jesus. Aid them and bring them down safely, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we commit ourselves to your great holy hands, Father. Those of us here, those that will be on the hook line, Lord, may you help all of us together this evening in this service, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, speak to our hearts. Teach us thy precepts, Lord. Let your word mix up with faith in our hearts, Heavenly Father, so that we do our souls good, Master. Lord Jesus, Lord, there is nothing we say today that has not been said before. There is nothing we can preach that has not been preached before, Lord. Lord Jesus, it takes you, Lord, it takes you to speak to our hearts. It takes you to direct your word to the predestinated heart, O living God. Lord Jesus, we commit, Lord, your word to your great holy hands, Father. May you direct your word, Heavenly Father. Turn the heart of the predestinated. Turn the heart of your people, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, do something special in our lives, Heavenly Father. Lord, at the time of prayer, may you help us to pray, Lord. Pray in us and pray through us with glory that cannot be altered, Heavenly Father. Righteous eternal Father, at the end of this service, may we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Bless your help your servants at Bakatari and every nations of the world, Master. See all of us through and have thy way, Master. Thank you for granting all this request, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Let's take our Bible as we quickly open to the book of Psalm 63. Psalm 63, verses 1 to 3. O God, thou art my God, highly will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power in the and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We want to continue with this sermon, thirst and thirsting for life. All along, we've been talking along the scripture of Psalm 42. But today, we want to look at what Brother Branham said and how he took Psalm 63. He used the two scriptures all through this sermon. So, please, I want to read through. We play by the tape. The one he preached, Thirsting for Life, the one he preached, 5706, 13 here. 5706, 13 here. We'll also look, later, we'll look at, if the time permits us, 6003-04, Thirsting for Life. Just keep the two handy. 6003-04. But first, mainly we are looking at the one he preached in 1957, paragraph 9, after reading the scripture. So let's follow the prophet as we go on. I might not pass any comment. This is sufficient. As I read this scripture some weeks ago, I could not interpret the psalmist as he being a prophet will say, thy loving kindness is better than life. The most precious thing that there is in this world, in this whole world, is life. And after reading it, I find after studying that there are two kinds of life. And the psalmist was speaking of both of them kinds of life. And no matter what you could be offered, there is nothing no greater to us or could be greater than to offer life. And there is only one eternal life, and that life is in Christ, the life of God which is in Christ Jesus. And I can just think of about 6,000 years ago, where there was not a speck of any kind of life on earth, just a mere bleak desert, no life at all. And we are taught in the Bible that we are just dust of the earth. God made us from the dust. You said he made the original man, Adam, from the dust, but he made you from the dust. You can only live because something dies. Every day something has to die so you can live physically. If you eat beef, the cow died. If you eat pork, the hog died. If you eat fish, the fish died. If you eat potato, the potato died. If you eat bread, the wheat died. You live by dead substance. Therefore, if it takes dead substance to make us live physically, how much more did it take death so we could live spiritually forever? Something had to die. So therefore, we could think that those who think that water baptism saves, that is out. Water baptism does not save. The Bible, Apostle Peter said, is only an answer of a good conscience towards God. Praise ye the Lord. Those who think that good works saves or law, that is out. It takes death that you might live. Christ died. And the Bible said to know him is life. Not to know of him, but to know him in the person of eternal life is life. Let us take now for a few moments a little mental picture and just see how complete it is. I was speaking at a Kwani some time ago, and a doctor was a little skeptic, and he said, "The whole thing seems to be muddled in my mind, Reverend Branham. And I'm a little skeptic of a virgin birth. I'm a little skeptic of Christ really being the Son of God." So I asked him that question. I said, "Doctor, is it true that every time I eat, I renew my life?" He said, "That's correct. Miss blood said." I said, "Then I want to ask you something, being a scientist too. How is it that when I was 16 years old, I can eat some food that I eat now, bread, potato, so forth, and every time I eat, I get stronger and larger? And after I pass about 25 years, I eat the same food now, and instead of getting stronger and bigger, I am getting older and weaker. Now, if you are pouring water into a glass out or a container, and that glass starts filling up, then it gets to a certain place, then you pour faster and more, and it continually goes down without any place or for it to leak out. It cannot be explained scientifically, but it can be by the Bible. For it is an appointment that God has made, and that is the only way it can be explained. But we got the blessed hope of knowing this, that God brings us to a certain age, makes a picture out of it, and death sets in. But in the resurrection, there will not be one sight of death. All the old age and things will be gone forever. Everything that the devil did and death did will be taken away, and every memory of it will be gone forever. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's jump to paragraph 16. Let's just follow the prophet.
And the psalmist says, paragraph 16, and the psalmist says, saying, thy loving kindness is better than life. Then I begin to think, what kind of a life was he speaking of that the loving kindness of the Father was better than life? Then it comes to my mind that there is a way that seemeth like it is life. It is a perverted life. Now, the devil cannot create nothing. God is the only creator there is. And what is unrighteousness is righteousness perverted. Then we notice that there is a perversion of righteousness made unrighteousness. It's not original. It's not right. The original is the one that is right. Therefore, God has no beginning and he has no ending. And if it becomes And if we become a part of God, we can no more die than God can die, because we've got his life in us by the new birth. And we are just as eternal as God is eternal. We cannot perish. Jesus said, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath eternal life, and shall never come into the judgment, but is passed from death to life. Now, notice, a few weeks ago, I was in a great city, probably not the size of this. It was in Canada. And after coming from a glorious meeting where I've seen our Lord, our blessed Lord, save the lost souls of sinful men and women and deliver them from their infirmities by their faith in his finished work, I went up into a great hotel. A bunch of an American people were there. They were having some sort of a lodge meeting, a jubilee time, meeting, a conference like. And as I went up on the elevator, got off, started down the hall, I was very much stricken by a real horrible sound. And I stepped back just a moment to see what it was. And to my surprise, two young women, just about in their early 20s, came down the hall, just in their underneath clothes, with a bottle in their hands, going from door to door, and men pulling at them. And I thought, oh God, maybe somewhere a husband and a little boy waiting for them. But they were just thinking it as innocent fun. There is no such a thing. That is what the matter with our world today. Is too much sin called innocent fun. And as I stood back in the shadow, they were most too drunk to recognize me standing there. They came by, lovely looking women, and men pulling them to the rooms, and the other men fusing about them. I noticed as one passed by, she stopped, and she taking a big drink from the bottle, handed it over to the other one, and they made some kind of a real dirty, smutty remark, and she said, "Whoopee! This is life." That's the way Brother Bram described her in another sermon. Brother Bram says she stick up a leg. Say, whoopee, this is life. I thought, how mistaken you are, lady. That is death. The Bible says, the woman that lives in pleasure is dead while she is a living. How the devil has made people believe that was life. Some people think that smoking, gambling, drinking, reviling his life. That is death, a perverted life. It's not life. It cannot be life. That kind of a life becomes so miserable till many times people take a gun or sometimes and rid themselves on that life. The devil pushes the people, pushes them. And when he got them trapped in sin, then they come back and see how miserable they are. Sometimes they hate themselves. Sometimes they kill themselves.
May God be merciful to us.
People take a gun and something and rid themselves of that life. So that could not be the kind of a life that the psalmist was speaking of. It's not life.
Some years back, we heard of a bank manager that committed suicide. When you say bank manager, is it money that one doesn't have? Is it money that one doesn't have a potential of living a better life? Bank manager, he committed suicide. Why? Something happened. Paragraph 19.
And I thought, then what makes people do that? How come that men and women will do those things? Then I thought this. God created man to task for life. It is God that created man to task for life. That task that is in you is a creation of God. And right and wrong is set before you as a tree of life and death in the Garden of Eden. And God made you to task. And how dare you to take that blessed task that God has put in you to task after him and try to quench it on the things of the world. The devil trying to make men and women run the nightclubs and cocktail parties and live immoral because they are thirsting, and that task that is in you is of God. And it will never be satisfied until Christ, that fountain of eternal everlasting life, fills your body, fills your soul. It is totally impossible. The devil will make you believe that you are living, but you are dead in sin and trespasses. How could you take that blessed holy task? When I see a young lady on the street, last night, when I was going into the hotel, I noticed two nice young ladies, as wife and I were coming, walking in, beautiful young girls, somebody's darling. Some mother or and father, maybe little old daddy, has sweated hard to feed them, dressed very neatly, that is, fashionably. Walking in, and I was remarking what nice, clean-looking ladies as they walk ahead of us. And as they went into the door, they entered to the right, to a little bar, dinky, dark, with cigarette smoke and whiskey fume coming from it. I thought, oh, you are walking into the jaws of hell, into the jaws of death. You may differ with me, you may say it is an old foggy, but my friend, in the end of this life, you will find out that that is the truth. It is death. I wonder, this problem is talking about happen in America. If you go to the poorest village in our country today, you will see the same thing happening. Men drinking, men smoking, men doing all those things, thinking they are enjoying life. You can imagine. The richest country in the world, the poorest country in the world, doing the same thing. That actually shows to us that it is a task that God puts in man, but men has perverted it. Sometimes when we are coming to church, whether in the morning or early in the morning or Sunday, when we are coming to church, you will see some people at Makola very early in the morning, drinking all those things. At least you'll be seeing them now, drinking those little chinap and smoking very early in the morning. You see girls badly dressed in front of them. One day we were coming to church. I saw one man was just seemed to be dancing or doing something in front of a girl. I said, look, let me not pass this other comment. May God help us. The task that God put in us, it is Satan that perverts those tasks to make us to task after the things of the world. We think we are enjoying. We think everybody is, everything is going fine. We think everything is dandy. But Barabbas said, you are dead when you think you are living. May God help us. Okay, let's continue. Hey, mercy. This time has gone. I don't know. Okay. The devil. Where are we? Paragraph. Okay. You are trying to satisfy a hunger. You are trying to satisfy a thirst with the things of the world. And that thirst was not given you to be quenched by the things of the world, but by Christ, the inexhaustible fountain of life. When you try to satisfy with that perverted way, tomorrow you wake up with a headache, with a heartache, and you live immorally. You've got to face the world with a scar on you the rest of your life. You only get death by doing so. Brother Brown taught us in this same sermon. Okay, I didn't bring the other book. Another sermon he preached of a lady. A lady that Brabra said, but God helping us to relate some of those things, stories that Brabra related in this sermon. One of them, Brabra related of a lady that came to the altar. After she came to the altar and she'd been prayed for, Brabra said she couldn't find a way to forgive herself until Brabra said he invited her to the office and asked her, what is the problem, lady? He said, I will tell you my story. He said, I was moving with a boy that drinks. And when they go to the hotel, I don't drink. I only ask them to give me Coke, malt, and the rest of them. But this boy drinks. He's moving. She's moving with an unbeliever. She goes with him to the hotel or to the bar. Like these other two guests that we just learned of. When Brabra said, they are walking to the jaw of death. She didn't know, we've heard the story many times. She didn't know that the boilers arranged earlier when he came to the hotel with the hoteler that they should spike a coke for her. She just came innocently to drink her usual coke as she used to drink. But what association at light with darkness? That's the question we should ask ourselves. Why will a Christian girl move with a boy that drinks? Why? Why will you ever go with somebody that is not a Christian? You heard it said many times. If nobody will walk with you, walk with who? Christ. But we want to belong. That is the problem. So she drank his spike coke. The next thing the next time she will realize herself, she was already in the hotel room overnight, and she has been messed up, and that made her to be pregnant. Brother Brown said, God will forgive you, lady. She said herself, I know God will forgive me, but I will carry this scar all the days of my life. May God help our young ones. We are reminding ourselves these things. We don't know why God is coming this way. But Odeku has just gone through a sermon. Separate from every unbelief. The word of God calls for a total separation from every unbelief. Every Sunday, we hear something along that line. Our young ones, may God help you. There's nothing we can do than just to tell you the truth. We are only responsible to tell you the truth. What you do with the truth is left to you. Some have denied or some have rejected these same things that we are telling you, and now they are regretting it. May that not be your person. Our time has gone, but there is a place I wanted us to finish, but I don't think we can get there. Okay. But let me invite. Okay, left. Tomorrow you wake up with attic. You only get death by doing so. But let me invite you tonight to a fountain that is open in the house of God. That smitten rock, a geyser of water springing up, and an invitation that whosoever will, let him come and quench that thirst that God has put in him. Oh, it's so much easier to do right than it is to do wrong. I want to say that louder. It's so much easier to do right than it is to do wrong. Certainly it is, especially those of us that are here. Because you walk over the word of God to do wrong. Am I telling lies? Let's stay on that a little while. Thou shalt not tell lies. There is nobody sitting here that doesn't know that that is the commandment of the Lord. Before we told lies, you will have walked on that word of God. This one, I will escape this one. I will do this. You will walk over the word of God to do what? To tell lies. But it is, Brahma said, it is easier to do right than to do wrong. When you are walking over the word of God, you are walking over your conscience, you are walking over God to do wrong. That's to all of us. So it's easier to do right than to do wrong. Because when we are doing wrong, we are doing a great havoc to our soul. Certainly it is. Then the devil has another way. He makes you to quench that thirst. Because after all, it is a religious thirst. It is a thirst after God. Then the devil tells you, just go join church. That is all you have to do. That is not all you have to do. Just go join church. That is all you have to do. That is almost as much hypocrisy or worse than going into the bar room to quench the thirst. Except a man be born again, he will no wise do what? See the kingdom of God. When we think that I'm in a message church, you are welcome to the message church. Where God is, oh mercy. Some years ago, we were going to Abeokuta for convention. I told my landlord then, say, where are you? I said, I'm going to Abeokuta. I said, I'm going to where God is. Praise the Lord. Yeah, where God is. But if we sit down Pelekutu and hear all these things and don't take action, that's the meaning of Pelekutu. When we sit down without taking action on the word of God, then we are as most horrible and most terrible than those who does not hear it. Praise the Brahma said you are in a worse situation than those who didn't hear it. When we sit down without taking action on the word of God, oh mercy, may God help us. Jacob took action. Jacob took a step on the word that he believes, on what he knows to be the truth. When he was to meet his brother, death was before him. He took action. He had to wrestle it out with God until he got the battle, until he got the victory. But when we sit down, some of our young ones, I know by and by, I'm a seed of God. I will make it. Rabbi said, is it in your hands? May God help us. May this message not stand against any one of us. Because there is a lot of things Rabbi said that will never make a man to stand to not to take action. A lot of things Brother Brown said, a lot of quotes, a lot of statements and messages that will stand against us if we fail to receive the Holy Ghost. Otunde, just accept me as I am.
is on our laps. We know the truth. There's no doubt about that. We have been told the truth. There's no doubt about that. We've had the truth. And we've not only that we've had it, we've had men that live the life. Then what is our excuse? I didn't plan it to be like this. No problem. Let me invite you tonight, as Jesus did the woman at the well, who came with a water pot to take water from the well of Jacob. Jesus said to her, "Bring me a drink." She said, "The well is deep, and thou hast nothing to draw with." He said, "But if you know who you are talking to, and who that it is that has asked you, you will ask me for a drink, and I will give you water, that you don't come here to Jacob's well to draw." "Where is this water?" she said. He said, "It is a spring of water springing up in the soul to everlasting life." The first taste that she got of that, when she recognized him and confessed him to be the Messiah, he told her she was living in adultery. She said, "Thou must be a prophet. And we know when the Messiah cometh, he will tell us these things." He said, "I am he that speaks with you." Another problem that we have, when we are arguing with the world, God cannot help us. There's no doubt about that. This woman, the word of God called her an adulteress. She didn't argue. Just like the word of God called Jacob. "What is your name?" "Son, I'm a supplanter." That is what he is. And God helped him. But when we are arguing with the word, God cannot help us. There's no doubt about that. You say, God will just be watching you. It is when a man surrenders that God will come on the scene. But a man or a woman that is arguing with the world, this and this and that, this and this and that, what about this, what about that, you are not in the position where God can help you. There's no doubt about that. Until we surrender, you say, "Lord, this is the way I am. You are right. Your word is right." That is when God can help us. As many as we still want to argue, Ngwana. He said, "I am he that speaks to you." She dropped her own water pot. She had tasted something so much better. She ran into the city with a message on her heart. "Come see a man who told me everything I did. It was different." If you have never tasted nothing but the water from Jacob's cold former well, You come to the Messiah once. To that frontal of life, it will be different from then on. It is life. It gives you the hope that nothing else can. It is the only way to life. Praise the Lord. Our time has gone. I wish we could get to this point, but the time is up. We'll stop here. Trusting God to help us next time. God bless you. Like I said, I was praying before we opened the scripture. So much, it's not so much as we speak. It's not so much as we can say or preach. It's God speaking to our hearts. I've read this prophet to you this evening. I've not told you my own idea. But it depends on what our attitude is to this same word. Don't forget, this same word has changed life. Am I telling lies? This same word has changed life. Oh, God help us. There are so many of us, elderly sisters sitting here, that we heard about their past.
And now they are saints of the Almighty God. Why can't God, if the God that helped them then, is still the same God we are talking about? Is still the same God we are preaching? Is still this same message that changed them? It's not another message. This same message.
God bless you. Let us bow down our heads. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. God bless you, sir.
The God who changed Jacob is the same God we are worshipping and we are serving. The God who changed the men of old is the same God that we are preaching, is the same God we are talking about. We are not talking about a God of Israel who can no longer have. We are talking about the same God who still saves, who still heals, who still feasts with the Holy Ghost. He's still the same. He said, I'm the Lord. I change it not. That is why his sons of Jacob are not destroyed. The same God we are talking about, he has not changed. He's still the same. Let's commit ourselves unto him.
In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If you want to be remembered in prayer, it is never too much to surrender to God or ask God to help us. If you want to be remembered in prayer, why don't you raise up your hand so that His servant will pray for us. God bless you, sir.
Praise the Heavenly Father. We thank you again tonight for making a way for us to be in the house. We be told, Lord, that the gathering of God's people is unto God. We come before you because you have invited us to come. And your word has been preached. Oh, a short time, whether short or long, your word remain your word. We ask, oh Father, that it will find its resting place in our hearts. Drive away every unbelief. Drive away every doubt. Every suggestion of the devil, give us victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Master and our God, the task that we have put in us to task after you, may it never be perverted, Lord. When the enemy comes around to pervert it, want us to satisfy with the taste of the world, may you rescue us, O God, from the hands of the wicked one. Thank you, Father, for your children on the altar. Thank you for those who have raised their hands. We are your hands, O God, both young and old, our Master and our God. You have sent unto us Elijah the prophet, Lord, to turn our hearts as your children to the apostolic fathers. May our heart be turned, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Take all the glory for gratitude and petitions. Bless your servant that you have made use of. Replenish it for the virtue that has left it. Take all the glory and honor. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
Sing this chorus before I hand over to the associate pastor.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh, He's always just the same. Oh, praise His holy name. That is the reason why I love Him. Always does the same.
Heavenly Father, we are saying just what we believe is what we are confessing, that your name is the sweetest name we ever know, because it's the only name that is given among men whereby all men can be saved. It's the name that brings healing, it's the name that brings deliverance, it's the name that brings solution to problems, it's the name that brings salvation, it's the name that answers questions, it's the name that ends troubles. Whatsoever the man has need of on this earth, that name is the end of every problem. We are grateful unto you that you have made us to know the name that you bear as the Almighty God. Other churches know you in titles, but we know you in your name. We are so grateful, we are thankful. Thank you for bringing us to church this evening for this midweek service. We are grateful unto you for your word that we have heard and the blessings that it has brought unto us. We pray, dear God, that your spirit will pack those things and cement them in our heart. Let them be our meditation. And as we do it, oh God, may you bring solution to all our problems and bring answer to all our requests. Grant it, dear Father. Thank you for all the requests, both thanksgiving, requests, supplications, and everything that has been brought before you, O Jehovah God, including some of your children that were anointed with oil and prayed for. Lord, in everything, we are doing according to your word. You say if we have a need, you have given us all the way forward that we should ask, then we will receive. We should seek, then we will find. And when we knock, it shall be opened unto us. We have come to your door tonight to knock, though we are asked to continue to knock. Lord, we have come to ask and we have come to seek. Dear God, may every request be answered. Dear Father, the faith, Lord, I have here on the chest that takes no for an answer, give to every one of us, Lord. All the burdens that we have laid at your feet, may we not carry them back away, Father. But give unto us faith, assurance, and expectation in our hearts, Lord, to expect their manifestations, whether spiritual needs, whether physical, whether material, whether health-wise, whether supply of needs or whatsoever it may be, in whichever way, O God, your word says you are rich to them all that call upon your name. Dear Father, may you manifest your glory in the life of every one of us, as individuals, as families, and as a local assembly, and the body of Christ universally. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, your servant you have made yourself tonight, virtue has left him, may you recall him and renew his strength, and lift up the horn of his ministry. Lord, we want to ask that as we depart to go back to our homes, you brought us safely, may you take us home safely. Though the rain is showering, O God, but we know, O God, that you can make it to stop, Lord, for everyone to be able to get to their home. Let it be, eternal Father. Your children that have traveled for the funeral of our departed brother, we pray that you be with them. And those that will still travel, may you watch over them. Lord, may you give them a fair weather on Friday when the funeral will be done. Lord, help your servants that will preside in the thing and the brethren that will be there. May you bless all of them and give them a wonderful time. Lord, in the course of the services, O God, if there be anyone there that is ordained to life, may you touch such a person, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. When they be coming back, bring them back safely, Lord. If we are here by Sunday, we pray that you bring us back again into your house for more of your blessing. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you for hearing and granting our petition. Lord, we believe that your servant that have gone to Bakatari should be around by now. We ask, O God, you also be his strength, Father. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. The funeral of Brother Innocent will take place at Newe on Friday. Let's be in prayers for both the family and our people that will be there, and the wife, and also the brethren that we also stand in for us, that the Lord will be with them and give them a fair weather and take absolute control of everything and bring them back safely when they were coming back. God bless you. Our next meeting will be on Sunday physically. We trust the grace of God to keep us until that time. shall rise. We are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea, to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to hinder, yes, God we give, surely give us victory. Let us move on, move on to the right. Yes, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Hallelujah. Move on to the righteous. Yes, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Yes, we are able, we are. God bless you to meet again.
Thank you.